will be the one to give thanks at your house this Thanksgiving. Before the potatoes are passed, does the patriarch of the family pray? Maybe in your home, everyone says a little something, or it's more of a popcorn prayer time where one starts it, anybody can jump in, and one closes it out. While some might pray, rub-a-dub-dub, thanks for the grub, yay God, others at the table will indeed take the opportunity to maybe go on and on a bit. I can picture so many scenarios and personality types in my mind. Hey, even if the turkey is getting cold, it's Thanksgiving. So what better time to take as much time as you need to give thanks with friends and family? No matter how the Thanksgiving prayer is prayed at your table, we know it's not about the words you use or how long it takes. It's about the heart of the one praying. Talking to God is something we can and hopefully do every single day, all through the day. But on this day, how will you pray? What is your relationship like with God? What's the true heart behind your prayer? Sometimes the way a prayer is prayed can reveal it. Jesus explains this more in the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector in the Gospel of Luke, Luke 18:9. To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, "God, I thank you that I am not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get." But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Have you heard of a humble brag? It's a sly way of bragging about yourself in a phony display of humility. The Pharisees were great at humble brags. Jesus saw what was behind all their cloaked, phony displays of righteousness and used this parable about two very different men and two very different prayers to make a point. The Pharisee stood tall and prayed to himself. He was his own audience. As he thanked God, he wasn't like other people and sinners. Then, even though God sees all and knows all, he went ahead to list out his fasting and giving habits, maybe as an example of how to be righteous. The irony of this Pharisee's prayer is that his model prayer actually revealed his deep lack of righteousness. Now let's look at the tax collector. Despised by the Jews and seen as a traitor to his people, this man stood away from the crowd, feeling unworthy to even come near the temple or look to heaven. His actions, beating his breast, and his words, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner," were in no way meant to display anything. His prayer was a true and authentic cry to God. He is humbly acknowledging his lack of righteousness as he asks God for mercy. The Pharisee was clothed in self-righteousness and walked away sinful and full of pride. The tax collector was humble, clothed in the righteousness of Jesus, and walked away forgiven. How will you approach God this Thanksgiving? Don't draw near with humble brags. Come as you are, a sinner in desperate need of his mercy and grace. You'll walk away from the table, maybe for the first time, with a full heart made new. That's the truth. God is waiting to hear from you. The words aren't important. It's your heart he cares about most. I'm Lori Klein.